Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Now, with Ireland in the midst of a housing and homeless crisis, Dublin City Council has again been looking to developing models in other countries to solving the city's housing needs. Politicians are being encouraged to visit an exhibition on Vienna's public housing model. It's on display for the second time in the council's civic office this month. Vienna's cost rental housing model means that the price tenants pay is based on construction and maintenance costs and not on market rent. Drive Time's Della Kilroy was at the exhibition launch this morning. She came back with this report.
Well, we're looking at an exhibition of the Viennese housing model titled Housing for the 21st Century. It showcases 60 prototypical examples of Viennese public housing going back to the First Republic in 1917.
I'm in Dublin's civic office on Wood Quay with Dahi Downey, Principal Investigator with Dublin City Council's Housing Observatory. The Council today launched the second part of an exhibition examining how Vienna's housing model could work in Dublin City.
It's housing for all on a general needs basis in a public rental model which is regulated for profit but also ensures a wide spectrum of criteria apply to access. So affordability is built in. The model is based on a self-financing mechanism. You are charged for your occupancy is related to the cost of construction and maintenance of the building stock, which when done at scale allows unit costs to fall. So if you and I were living and working in Vienna, we'd pay a deposit of some form, but there wouldn't be an ability to price that up to the highest bidder. The rents will vary around quality, size, standard and function in a building, but they'll never go further than a certain percentage of your actual disposable income.
The method also supports housing as a leader in climate change action. How so?
So think of how housing is produced, elements that go into the production and consumption and development of housing, and you're looking at moving towards a low carbon, renewable, circular economy, sometimes it's called, that allows housing to be built at scale, but also in terms of high end of design, and it reduces carbon consumption, all of which improve the carbon footprint of this type of housing.
In Vienna, close to half of their housing is classified as social or affordable. Funded by a property tax, people can earn as much as 53,000 a year to qualify for city-owned and subsidised apartments. Following a trip to Vienna, Dublin's outgoing councillors adopted a vote to support the cost rental model with particular learning from Vienna. But implementing the model here has faced challenges. Lord Mayor of Dublin is Paul McAuliffe.
Following the local elections, a number of parties came together to put together what's called the Dublin Agreement, and that's Fianna Fáil, the Green Party, Labour and the Social Democrats. And a key platform of that is a broader definition of what public housing means. And it's not just happening here in Dublin, it's happening right across Europe. The European cities are saying we need more and better affordable housing, keep people in our cities in order to attract investment. So that's why I'm here today, is to support the discussion around the Vienna housing model, but also to challenge the Minister, the department, national agencies and our own council, including the councillors, to see if we can deliver public housing. Because it is controversial and it will be challenging, but we need to do it.
What's the opposition?
Well, I suppose we have had a model of providing low-income housing for many years. We haven't increased the income limits. In the 50s and 60s, most working people will be eligible for city council housing. Most working people find themselves ineligible. And that's the problem, is that working people don't have access to affordable housing. They're being forced to move out of the city or to pay chronic rents. If they're paying chronic rents, they don't have disposable income, and that's not being spent in our city. We're at too early a stage on this one. Like, we have two pilot sites that are out there. But really, the feedback we're getting back from the market, the feedback we're getting from national government is it's too slow. We need this to be faster. We need the system to respond to this need. And unfortunately, there's still people who are trying to protect private property interests. And of course, they're desperately grappling with the emergency crisis. But until we move to a longer term model, if we don't solve it, we're going to become uncompetitive.
With just two cost rental schemes already working in Dublin's Inchicore and Ballymun, the housing agency, working with local authorities and the government, are now also involved in constructing cost rental apartments in Dunleary. John O'Connor is their CEO.
So typically in Vienna, the rent would be about 700 euro per month for people who are renting. You do need to be in employment, you know, to pay that level of rent, but it's much more affordable than some of the rents now that we're seeing. And in Austria, they have huge issues in terms of levels of immigration, and they've been very successful in being able to get integration between many different incomes and many different nationalities.
What kind of interest has there been from the government in implementing Vienna?
The Department of Housing, Planning and Local Government, they're developing, you know, rules around it. The housing agency are involved in one of the first schemes, which is in Dunleer at Down. The particular land was owned by the housing agency. The land is provided at no cost. There's a development of 200 housing apartments. 50 of those will be cost rental.
What might the rent be like?
The rent in that case, the initial rent will be 1,200. Probably higher than we'd like it to be, but it may be significantly below the rent that you would be, you know, charged for a two-bedroom apartment, you know, in that area. In the longer term, trying to get rent, you know, below 1,000 euro per month.
And that's the CEO of the housing agency, John O'Connor, ending that report from Della Kilroy. That exhibition, The Vienna Model, is open to the public in Dublin's civic offices until the end of this month. After the break,